Here we are.
So, my name's Sue Hill, and I'm a long-time Redruth resident. I moved here when I was four, and then I lived here for until I was 18, and then, like most Cornish kids, left and lived everywhere else for 20 years. I now live back in Redruth in the house I grew up in. And Redruth has changed so much in the time I've lived here and not lived here. And it's been through some really, really, really hard times. And it just feels like it's getting its mojo back now in the 2020s. And it's partly due to the massive influx of artists and creative people. We've now got a fantastic concentration of recyclers, remakers, makers, inventors, painters, crafters, which is really exciting. So, we've also got a very young town crier called Max, and he inherited the horrible robes a year ago. And the robes are they were clearly designed for a much older, more portly gentleman. So they have been slightly taken in. But even so, they're still horrible. They're kind of very fake, not nice material, kind of Poldark-ish. And if you look at the town, there's a guild, the Ancient and Honourable Guild of Town Criers, which I think was established in 1976. But if you look on their website, you can see pictures of what town criers are supposed to look like. And it's all very 18th century. Anyway, Max is a very fine young man, and whenever he's out doing his business with his bell, I tease him and I say, "What are you doing, Max? You're a handsome young man. You need to have a sexy outfit, not this horrible polyester thing, drapey thing." And we always have a bit of a laugh about it. Anyway, one night we fell into conversation about it. I said, "Well, how don't we've got all these amazing craft workers in Redruth? How don't we design and make a 21st century town crier's coat?" And he got quite excited about that. So he went to the council, and they seemed to be quite excited about it too. So now there's a little gang of us are starting to design and create a 21st century town crier's coat. And what's exciting is, we've worked out a way that it can carry on growing and evolving. It won't just be a once and only thing. It needs to be a legacy piece that people will be around for hundreds of years, maybe, if it's looked after and loved. But that it can be added to. So the idea is we make a coat that kind of references the 18th century shape, just because actually a full skirt is, you know, those frock coats. Yeah. They have these marvellous kind of swinging skirts, like a giant kilt. And that gives us lots of acreage to do the thing we want to do, which is to apply embroidered images that reference Redruth stories, past, present, future, whatever. So we can add more. As time goes on, people can add more to it, and it can grow and develop with time. So it's very early days. We've just been working, there's three of us, there's Hannah Gordon, Penny Macbeth and myself, working with Max. But we've got our first gathering next week, which is a gathering of the textile artists, printmakers and craft workers of Redruth to get excited and to cook up ideas for how to make it happen. And then we have to submit our proposal to the council, which has a meeting in September. So hopefully, at some point, there will be a picture to go in the archive of the Redruth Town Crier's story coat.